If a child is lost somewhere and somebody went searching for the child in the jungle somewhere, or the child went missing, so the person found the child and brought the child over to the parents. So the parents will first hug that person who brought the child, and then hug the child if the person is, and he said that you became the means of bringing my child wherever he was gone. So that person has gone astray. If somebody becomes the means of bringing him, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bless that person first. And inshallah, your life will be very enjoyable. Allah Ta'ala will then put happiness into your earnings that you get, and your life will become pleasant, it will become meaningful, it will become fulfilling. There will be no such thing as boredom. What must I do? In fact, after that same music which the person says I'm addicted to and I can't give up, that same music afterwards when you listen a little bit to, becomes irritated. You feel like punching that person in the nose and in his face when in the car he puts it on loud. And yet the same person was at one time putting such loudspeakers there that made people deaf, burst their eardrums with. In the sohbat and the company of those who are walis of Allah Ta'ala, we must not claim that we are that. We must never think anything of ourselves. But there are signs, as you recognize other things, you recognize by signs. So those who we recognize as walis of Allah Ta'ala, in their company there's enjoyment, there's happiness, there's, you find peace, you find sukoon, you find contentment, you find satisfaction. There's a kind of a noor that's generated from their hearts, which brings about kind of sukoon on the entire gatherings. So how can life become painful or become boring? Just cannot. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of understanding. Right, we have a little bit of rest. Otherwise, there was one Kabuli chap, you say, he came over to Delhi and they met up with an accident. So somebody made his khidmat, took him to hospital. He was a Pathan from those mountainous areas of Afghanistan. So he told him, he said, now whenever you come that side, you must also visit me. You know, give me an opportunity to make your khidmat too. So after some time, this person also went in that area. So when he went there, so this Kabuli chap got very happy. He said, MashaAllah, you know, you're giving me the opportunity of your khidmat. So first he put the dastarkhan and he put some fruits and everything there. And then he said, I'm coming just now. So when he went from there, the wife, that person's wife, she quickly whispered and said, please disappear faster than you came, because my husband is gone to sharpen the knife. Because he used to always say, one person made a lot of khidmat of mine when I was met up with an accident, and I really like to give him the best. So when he comes, I've made up my mind, I'll make him shaheed and give him jannat. So what better gift can I give him than give him shahadat? So he's gone to sharpen the knife to give shahadat. So before he comes, you rather disappear. So that's why if you all want to give me shahadat, then I'll sit here, but otherwise let me go.